We're talking today with Richard Gephardt, of course, from Northeast Oklahoma, and currently the vice chair of the Federation Division. And Richard, you are kind of the producer liaison, I guess you might say, of this sustainability project. Why do we need a project that we can point to regarding sustainability for the beef cattle business?
Well, Ron, I think it's important that we establish some benchmarks of where we've been on this journey. As you saw in that briefing in there, we got three time periods out there back in the 70s, 2005, 2000 level. I'm not comfortable talking about specific numbers yet until we get this thing certified. I don't want to make the same mistakes that other organizations have made, and this data's got to be correct when we release it. But you could see visually the improvement that we had in our reduction in our environmental footprint. It's important to establish those benchmarks so we can continue to improve our processes.
One of your staffers, Dr. Bo Reagan, talked about the fact that this is more than just an environmental study, that is what makes this study a little different.
Well, it does. And when you look at a life cycle assessment model, you got to look at the three pillars of sustainability. Classically, people talk about the economic, the environmental, and the social impact in there. I prefer to talk about the financial and the environmental and the social. Businesses or entities have to be financially stable or they're not going to be sustainable. And we all know about the environment and stuff, the externalities of not bringing those costs in there. But more interesting to me was the social aspect. And, you know, I think it was in 2010 we did the first study. We released a thing called the CSR, the Cattlemen Stewardship Report. It's out there on the website. And I think a lot of cattlemen would really be surprised, and I know they'd be proud, if they look at how much cattlemen contribute to the social fabric of our society.
So those are the kind of things you're hoping to document with this particular study once you get the data out there.
That's exactly right. You know, and you listen to Kim and stuff. We're still looking for data, especially downstream towards the consumer. We've got some problems with retailers coming on board to make that data available to us. And I hope it doesn't impact the certification. It'd be unfortunate if it does. And we have not submitted this thing yet for certification. We're still bringing in data and still writing the final report before we submit it.
Now, you got some cowboy out there in the country saying, why do you need it certified?
Well, I think it needs to be certified to stand a certification so the people out there, the cowboy, not so much for the cowboy, but for the consumer on the right and left coast, so he just doesn't say that's the cowboy telling his message the way he wants to. This will make these numbers legitimate in the eyes of a lot of non-NGOs and a lot of other organizations.
Once you've got that particular bar established, the certification, how do you successfully use these numbers on behalf of the industry?
By giving them to you. And I hope you would communicate those with not only our own stakeholders inside Oklahoma, but more importantly, the consumers that are eating the product I produce.
And the hope is that as they see these numbers, they'll understand that a lot of the allegations about the industry might not necessarily be the correct assumptions.
You know, that's true, but even more important than the ability to use these numbers to defend ourselves, you know, we've got a rich tradition going back all the way back to the land-grant universities. I think a lot of these environmental groups think they are the new ones to this environmental or sustainability effort. And it's working on this project, I've realized that cattlemen have been doing this for a long, long time. I mean, we're getting ready to do the Environmental Stewardship Awards tonight. Ron, you probably know it better than I think. That's in decade number three. You know, you got Bob Drake working on the Land Grazing Councils there in Oklahoma. Up north, it's not so popular in Oklahoma. You got the Leopold Awards. You go back, I was looking at paperwork in my granddad's ranch there in Langley, Oklahoma. I've got stuff from NRCS from the 1950s where they recommended, and we did it, to put out small patches of woods in the middle of the pastures for wildlife to reside in. So I think the cattleman has been a good steward of these resources, both our families, socially and environmentally, and I don't know how we do it, but I guess we've been able to survive financially or economically also for a long time.
I guess what we've had other studies that have always talked about the idea that the cattle producer has a desire to do the right thing.
Oh, I agree. And I think, once again, you want to go look at the data, and I don't have them off the top of my head, but I encourage everyone to go look at the Checkoff Produce work. The common name or the technical name is a CSR for a corporate social report. We've kind of named it a cattleman stewardship report. But we've done a great job of contributing to society for a long, long time.
Your time frame, what are you thinking from what you hear from your staff and whatnot on getting this thing submitted and then going through the hoops?
Well, you heard Kim. She said by summer conference, this project is huge. It's loaded with uncertainty. I'm not comfortable on that deadline. I wouldn't gamble on that deadline. I gamble for a year from now. The scope of this project is just unprecedented.
One last question on this subject, Richard, and that is the fact that you're a steward of the beef checkoff on behalf of other producers. When your role with the Oklahoma Beef Council, your role on the Federation here at this meeting and this side of the organization, why is it worthwhile to invest checkoff dollars in this particular type of project?
We're starting to get indications that in addition to quality and safety and price, that consumers are starting to be interested in what happens in the value chain all the way back to the cow-calf guy. This is an attempt to validate what I know to be true in that value chain and be able to use that information to communicate to the consumer. But even more importantly to that, whether we're even successful to do that with the consumer, is it's an attempt to continue the continuous improvement process that we've been doing for a long time.
So both looking at using those numbers internally as well as telling a story externally.
Absolutely. And I don't know how successful we will to be able to – I hope we're very successful to communicate them externally. But like I said, more importantly, you know, we've been doing ratio analysis or efficiency analysis. We're preaching to the choir here. I don't think there's an industry out there as efficient as agriculture and the cattle industry in terms of the input they use versus the output they give. But we can continue to make strides in that.